You're tuning in to the Meet Your Candidates election series on Fresh FM. In every episode, we interview a new candidate running for local elections so you can get to know them better before you head to the polling booth. To find more information about the 2025 council election, head to nelson.govt.nz. So in today's conversation, I'm joined by Steph Phillips, who's the candidate for the Central Ward for Nelson City Council. Steph, welcome to Fresh FM.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm going good. How are you?
I'm good.
Steph, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm an architect. I'm a small business owner and a mother of three young adults. I moved to Nelson back in about 2000 and loved it. It was an easy place to buy. At that stage, I was on my own, so I could buy my own house. And loved the community, made lifelong friends, and felt very much a part of my professional community. And subsequently, I've ended up being the branch chair of the Institute of Architects down here. And I've joined many committees. I've been on this local school PTA, the WIC Library Redevelopment Working Group, and NALSUS Active Transport Committee.
If you were elected, what's the number one issue or issues you'd want to address for our community?
Nelson needs revitalisation, and the best way to achieve that is through smart growth. So what do I mean by smart growth? Well, for a start, it has a climate focus right from the beginning. So it is building in a way that is sustainable, doesn't add more burden onto the infrastructure of our city. We have more affordable options. We look at options such as rent to buy, shared equity. So smart growth is also responding to the needs of our community. So it's providing more options in our residential areas that keep the character of our city. For me, that is building up the centre of our city with more affordable options for living in the city. And then around that edges in our residential areas, making it easier for people to have home and income or a self-contained flat. And the council can take a lead in this and make it easier. That will get more people living in the city, which is lower rates overall, and cost of living is more affordable. So that's important for me. But we also need to look at our infrastructure. Is it fit for purpose? How is it going to cope with more intense, destructive events that are coming? And how can we better protect people and property in our city? And looking at novel ways to do this, such as sponge cities, more absorbent surfaces, so that we're prepared for what's coming. Nelson has the largest number of commuters by bike in New Zealand. So we need more infrastructure to support that community. Let's connect all of our schools with the East-West cycle link, get kids out of cars and onto bikes. But also beyond this, we can extend it to the north up to Haira, Cable Bay, so that people can commute in from those other suburbs. And it helps our tourist infrastructure. So it's a benefit for all of us to extend our network. It makes us more resilient because we've got other ways to get around instead of by road.
What do you feel will be your point of difference, or what will you bring to the mix?
Because of my background as an architect, I understand cities. I've grown up in a family that has a hobby of debating and discussing how to build and live in better places. I'm really interested in how cities develop and grow and how you can make a livable place that's easy to live in. But also as a parent of young adult kids, they're going to need to return to Nelson, and I would want them to be able to do so. So I have a focus on how can the city grow and develop that fits everybody's needs, and how does it look after the people who are living here now, who are retiring and want to live in an active way and in their homes longer. So I have a focus on a broader community that is good to live in throughout your whole life.
In one sentence, what would be your message to voters?
I'm keen to be your representative in the city, to be someone who's approachable for any issues that are of concern to you, and to be creative in the solutions that we come up with to address the issues of today and tomorrow, to be a future-focused candidate. So smart growth, strong communities, and revitalise the city.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your vision for Nelson, Steph. We really appreciate your time. You've been listening to the Meet Your Candidates podcast series on Fresh FM. To find out more information about the local elections, head to nelson.govt.nz.